On a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400 K1, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Santa Claus and also, well, a local author. You may or may not know her face, but I bet you recognize her name, Rita Brum, and it is the Jingle Factor. Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Rita, first of all, you're a Bartlesville native, and I know you've had professional travels around the area and done different things, but radio background, and now you're putting words on paper.
I am.
Tell me, you've got Santa in here to kind of help us out, because Santa's on the cover of the book.
He is.
Ho, 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 from the North Pole.
Hey, good morning, Santa. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you are busy, but I'm so glad you were able to spend a few minutes with us this morning.
Yes, it gets a little wild and crazy about this time.
Yep, it sure does. You're busy getting things ready for your long trip, but you still manage to be around here for, well, things like the Dewey Christmas Parade and probably a few special events at the kiddie park.
Sure do. Yeah. We got one coming up the 17th, so if they get a chance to, the families need, when they come down to the Fantasyland of Lights, stop by the kiddie park. Santa Claus and a bunch of cartoon characters are going to be there on the 17th from 7 to 9.
Well, the kiddie park is, or, well, Fantasyland of Lights is open now, and they're open through the 30th of December, so stop by a time or two, and you can go around twice if you want to.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if you can ride Santa's sleigh for twice, but that's okay.
Yes.
Rita, this collaboration between you and Santa, Santa's picture on the cover of your book and photos throughout the book, first of all, the title of the book, The Jingle Factor, what's the tie-in between, I mean, obviously Jingle Bells, the song, you've got a jingle pin on your blouse. What's going on?
Okay, well, I have been wanting to write a book for a number of years, and the very quick backstory on the book and how Ron Adams ties into it is so much fun. It's a wonderful story to tell. I was at my local Stein Mart store two Christmases ago shopping, and I found this pin, and it just said Jingle on it, and I thought, this is just really cute. I bought one. I wore it all during the Christmas holidays. I put it up, and I'm a Christmasholic. I love Christmas, but I hate the month of January. And because Christmas is over. And so, long story short, I forgot to take the pin off the jacket I was wearing at that last Christmas party, hung it up in the closet. Pulled it out during January. I thought, what's this noise? And it's a jingle. And I thought, you know, jingle in January.
Those of us with January birthdays always feel like we got cheated at Christmas time, because
exactly.
my birthday is exactly 3 weeks after Christmas. So
exactly. It's kind of,
if I didn't get what I wanted for Christmas as a youngster, I still had hope I could get it on my birthday.
Right. It's that next month. So I kept thinking about it, and that one thought led to another, and I thought, what if I could write something that would help people keep that jingle spirit all year round? So what the Jingle Factor is simply your 12-month guide to giving and getting the jingle spirit all year round. I had met Santa a couple of years ago here in Bartlesville at another event, and I thought, I need Santa for the cover. Well,
sure.
There was no doubt in my mind who I was going to contact.
There's only one Santa.
There's only one Santa. So I contacted Ron, and we got together on it, and he agreed to do it. And because I'm a Bartlesville native, and I know that Ron has been associated for many, many years with the Bartlesville Kitty Park.
He's on the board, and I think,
and Ron,
you have chaired the board a time or two, haven't you?
I've been the president down here for the last 10 years.
Wow. That sounded like a permanent job to me.
Yeah.
Unlike the president,
I can't give it away.
Unlike the president of the United States, which is a temp job, you've got the permanent one, I think.
It has been.
Yours is more fun, though. So.
Yeah.
Point there.
Yeah, well, you get more favorable press, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right.
But no, I was thinking what a fun idea. We were talking about the book, and I wanted to do something with part of the proceeds of this book. And because the Bartlesville Kitty Park, I grew up playing in the Bartlesville Kitty Park. I have taken my daughter to the Bartlesville Kitty Park. We were just sharing pictures this morning.
Yeah, that Red Baron ride.
And I thought, what a fun thing to do, to give part of the proceeds of the sale of the book to support the Bartlesville Kitty Park all year round and beyond that.
Ron,
so.
The Kitty Park is one of a, I don't know how many, single-digit number of parks like it across the country. Is it like 3 or 5 nonprofits that are like our Kitty Park?
Well, we had a magazine known as American Profile that came to Bartlesville in 2009, and we weren't really sure about what the circulation was, but I had written a letter to the editor and had told him about our park. And 2 weeks later, I get a phone call, and he told me that they were like a year and a half out on stories to do, but they loved the idea. Well, I kept sending little ticklers all that time to them, saying, don't forget us, you know. And then out of the blue, I got a call from an investigative writer out in California that had already started researching, and we found out that post-World War II, there was over 200 parks like the Kitty Park across the United States, but that there was now only 15 left. And we were the only one out of the 15 that was nonprofit. They were all owned by other organizations or private families. The oldest one is in San Antonio, Texas, and it was still owned by the family that originated in 1925.
Wow.
And so they let me know real quick that they were the oldest kitty park in the United States. And so we told them that we would make sure that we made a point to let
We'll let them
that.
Be the oldest as long as we're one of a kind.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right. So Rita, when people buy your book, they're giving to something special.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm real excited about it. And again, we'll be doing this book, and I have another one coming out next year as well.
Well, this one, you're approaching it with an idea of giving people some laughter, something to laugh about, or find fun about, cheer themselves up about, regardless of whether it's Christmas or Cinco de Mayo or 4th of July or whatever, right?
That's exactly right. And what I've done is I've combined a lot of my own life stories, personal ones, professional ones. I've sprinkled some stories in there that I have found, other people have shared with me, just little sayings of wit and wisdom that make people feel better.
Well, and I'm sure there's a Bartlesville connection somewhere in the book too, besides pictures of Ron.
Yes, there are several Bartlesville connections in there.
You had a local photographer shoot, I understand, several hundred pictures of Ron.
Yes, she did.
And it's like looking for the correct shot for a particular pose.
Yes, Melissa DeVevo with Craig's Photography did all the photography work, and she just did an absolutely amazing job. I know they then had several hours going over all this just to get the right pictures. So she's a delightful young lady and did a wonderful, wonderful job.
Well, this is something that I have not read the book. I flipped through it and found all the photos. I think I found them all of Ron. And I understand, not trying to let a cat out of a bag here, but I understand you're about 20 pages into a second work somewhere along the line.
That is correct. It'll be called Jingle Factor 2, Christmas to the Letter.
Okay. Ron, you are known locally as Our Santa. That characteristic beard, you could just easily shave it off and be free of that for much of the year. In the hotter parts of the year, you've chosen to keep it, and it's easy to recognize Santa around town.
Yes, but I changed my I disguise myself. You know, I don't always, you know, look like Santa Claus, and it's pretty evident when you look at the costumes that I had, and of course I had all those, so we were very lucky, you know, that we was able to pull those shots together. But it was a lot of fun, doing it. But it's fun to step out of character and do something different, so that people don't recognize who you are.
Well, and I mean, that can be a problem, I guess, when Santa goes to Walmart shopping or whatever.
Oh, all the time.
Because I know you make all the toys. And you got those elves busy. How did you and Rita connect for this book?
Well, as we had, she had mentioned we had met one another some time ago, and I had kind of forgotten about our chance of meeting one another, and then she called, I should say, one of our friends called me because she was in connection with him, Gary Gibson, who's another photographer that worked in connection with Melissa on this. And so Rita got in touch with Gary, and he passed the information along to get in touch with me, and Rita called and expressed what she was going to do with her idea for a book, and I said, I love it, would love to help and do it. And so I'm really glad that she chose to also make the Kitty Park a feature you know, important feature of the park too. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is part of our identity, and certainly as a youngster, that's one of the first things you learn about Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It really is. It's a true treasure.
It is. Rita's just dying to get back in the conversation. Yeah. Go ahead, Rita. Yeah.
Yes, and there was, I was going to mention Gary Gibson, and Santa Ron has done that, but I also wanted to mention one other very important person, too. Her name is Elizabeth, she goes by Liz Rolfson, and she took the photographs that that Melissa and Gary did, and she created the book cover and the back cover for this book, and we were just blown away by that, and she did an amazing job, so thank you, Liz.
Now, you are, among other things, a writer by profession. You've written everything from radio commercials to, I guess, even including a stage play, uncompleted. Mm-hmm. But writing a book, is that different than anything else you've done?
Yes, it very much is. Most of the things I've written in the past, they're shorter. They don't take as much time. You have to research them and do all of that. But a book is, it just requires a lot more organization and a lot more time. You might get inspired at 2 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, and I keep a notebook in my office that I can go run to at any time to write something down. It does take longer, but it's been a lot of fun.
The process of someone getting their work published now is much different than I think what many of us think of in the past as taking a book around to publishers and do you like my book, and then going through the editor process where somebody tries to tear it apart and then put it back together. Process from your mind to the printed page. Walk me through how you got it printed.
Well, I used a local publisher in Tulsa, and this gentleman, his name is Joe Harwell. He's in Tulsa, and he is an author himself, and he went through all the problems of when he did his first book 8 years ago, and he does fiction, and he went through all of that and got all the right things figured out. He started his own company about 3 years ago in Tulsa, and all he does is help writers. So I was able to call him and say, I've got a manuscript. I sent it to him, and he handled everything for me from there.
Did he still do the what a good editor does is tweak and make suggestions and say, have you thought about looking at it from this point of view?
He sure did, and just did an amazing job.
Well, it sounds as though it's something that all of us can sit down and read. I haven't looked at the page count, but it appears to be somewhere around 100 pages. Looks like it's
a little over.
Looks like it's an easy read.
It is. You can read this. You can read the entire book in an hour and a half. And what's great, because people can just go and refer to it. So it's March. What can I do to feel better and have more jingle in my life? So
it sounds like a plan. Can you work in jingle bells on a hardback cover somehow, that when you open up the chimes go off? I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm working on that. I've talked to Joe. We'll see what we can get done about that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking to see how that one works out. I know you are talking about a book signing somewhere in the area. Is that something we can talk about, or shall people just listen to K1 later when you get all the details worked out?
Yes, we'll be making an announcement soon.
Okay. Well, I think this is a fun idea. I enjoy talking to authors because the story behind the book sometimes is as much fun as reading the book itself. Rita? One question, then I'll let Ron finish it up here. And writers typically, somewhere along the line, look for some germ of something to hook the audience in, to say, you know, I need people to really figure out what's going on about chapter 5 or whatever. How did you, to work as far as working the jingle part in every chapter, was that hard for you?
Not at all. Because I like to think of the word jingle, I kind of interchange it with joy. And happiness, but I put jingle in all kinds of, all through the book. It'll be fun. People will enjoy it.
How many costume changes did you have to go through, Joe, on this one, from Santa Joe, or from Santa Ron to you know, Cinco de Mayo to baseball season?
We were looking at, I think it was like 10 costumes that we actually worked with. So it got to be kind of fun. I meant switching from one to the other. And, of course, it was in the hot part of the year, and it was another thing was really comical, you know, seeing me with my beard wet and my hair.
turn that air conditioner way down. Yeah.
Exactly. Get me a fan.
Yeah. And because
in front of all those lights, it even made it worse.
Yeah. And Santa costumes are designed to be worn because you're going to wear it as part of the Dewey and Bartlesville Christmas parade.
That's right. That's right.
And, of course, we're coming up on parade season. I don't have the numerical date in front of me, but it's the first Saturday in December. I think it's the 5th is... No,
it's the 3rd.
3rd.
And Dewey's is on the 10th.
Okay.
And they ought to, if they get a chance and can come out, I'll be out at Willow Rock. So they can come by and see Santa Claus out at Willow Rock.
So they can buy a copy of the book, come see Santa at Willow Rock or at the parade.
Yeah.
And will you be able to autograph it for them then?
Sure.
Okay.
You bet. Be happy to.
So I guess the only other thing we need to clear up from Rita is, again, let's one more time, how can people get a copy of the book? Where is it, either physically or online or both?
Okay. Sure. Thank you. It's on Amazon.com.
Okay.
They can find it under books under Amazon.com. They can also email me, Rita@AdGenieOfTulsa.com. They can reach me that way. They can also call me at 918-694-4399. I've got some author specials going on between now and December the 5th. So they can reach out to me. And also, I know this is Bartlesville, but a lot of us go to Tulsa.
Yep.
Tulsa Stained Glass Company at 43rd and Sheridan.
Okay. It is the jingle all year long and benefiting the Bartlesville Kitty Park as well. If you see Ron's face on the copy of the book or the cover of the book, you found the right copy.
That's right. You have.
Rita, Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on AM 14.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. More on the way in just a bit.